Case number 9889, Samuel and Mary Hoffman, south of Route 54, east of Roosevelt Avenue, being lot 28, block 7, within Kate Windsor Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement. Please state your full name and address.
Charles Cohen, AmeriCraft Corporation, 33195 Lighthouse Road, Unit 11, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Good evening.
Just state your name again for the recording.
Yes, Charles Cohen, C-O-H-E-N. I'm here tonight on behalf of our customer, the Hoffmans. Mary Hoffman's here with me this evening. We had originally, if you recall back, and you know, it's been a while, I was here in November of 2006 to get the first basically variance request, which the committee gave us, and thank you for that. Our survey at the time had, omitted the placement of the air-conditioned units as well as the two Renai units on the north side of the dwelling. We came back and reapplied, and basically what that is allowing us at this point is I'm here tonight to request that it looks to be about a one-foot variance off of the property line where the units are. Also, the neighbor has a chain-link fence. Not mistaken, along the north side on the property line itself. So there is very little egress from the neighbor to the north to basically encroach upon the units at this point. That's the reason the decision was made to put the AC units and the Renai units on that side. It's not to put on the south side, which then would have been on the egress up to the stairs to the dwelling itself. Basically, they are on the AC units are on wooden stands. The best of my knowledge and ability tonight, the size is about 3.5 feet, and without asking for the tape measure at this point, I would request at least an extra 6 inches to go to 1 foot, and that way I can assure you that that will be well within that variance number at that point.
We have an 8-foot variance, you're requesting 9.
Yes, sir. Thank God you're still here, because my math is still not.
We did have one letter in opposition to this one. They say that the new house is closer to their own house rather than their neighbor's, and they didn't apply for the variance until the house was completed, and basically the variance was requested after the fact.
Is that the one with the chaining fence? What side is that on? No. Lot 27?
Lot 28.
Lot 28.
Hold on, no, that's what she's referencing. This one is.
I ask her the name.
She's parcel 38.
Jean.
It would be lot 38. No, lot 40. She's lot 40.
Lot 40. Mm-hmm.
That's 40. Across the.
That's on the other.
On the other side.
On the other side of the canal.
Yeah.
That's what her parcel number is.
Yeah.
Right here.
Parcel 38.
Grand Avenue. Across the next street.
It's across the street.
Mm-hmm. It's Grand Avenue.
Across
what's your name there?
She's across the street.
She's parcel 38, so she would be lot 40.
Across the lagoon.
Grand Avenue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Across the street.
Are there any further questions?
No,
members of the board.
I don't know if you had inspector notes on yours, but one of our inspectors went out and noted that there's plenty of room in the rear and opposite side yard for the air-conditioned units.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. All right, thank you. Back at Mr. Portman. Any further?
Do you have any problem moving it?
I would just ask that the time and expense of moving would be expensive, number one, and number two, that we have had the ability in the past with similar customers along the narrow lagoons to basically have setbacks that would not detract from, again, other homeowners that have received variances in the past. And with apparently this opposition being across the lagoon, not even on the same side of the street, and again, being the fact that the north neighbor would be the most impacted, they have a chain link fence, and they're not apparently in opposition to this, I would request that the board approve this application.
Okay. Mr. Ritson?
I'm Mary Hoffman. I'm the homeowner.
Address?
8091 Foxwell Road, Millersville, Maryland.
That's where the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct.
Yes.
To the best of your knowledge. Right there.
Which?
I brought some photos along that I took on Roosevelt themselves, indicating the HVC units and propane tanks of other neighbors, my own, all of which are on the north side of the houses, one of which was a yellow house, which is in the picture with mine. My house is the blue one, and the yellow one in that same, she also is very close to the property line as well. And there's the second page is some scattered photos of older homes that are very close to that, and they're all on the north side on Roosevelt.
Okay. For the board's information, disregard the propane tanks. We have no jurisdiction over propane tanks. The only thing you have to make a decision on is on the HVACs.
Okay.
We will correct that in the future, so you don't have to look at propane tanks.
All right, thank you.
We have no jurisdiction over them.
Mm-hmm. They can go anywhere on the property.
Couldn't care.
The reason why we ask for those units to be there, aesthetically pleasing to the front of the canal would not be the best place to put them. And on to the right of the house is the staircase that enters the property, landscaping. And if anyone travels down Roosevelt, everyone on the right side has the majority of their land, or what there is left is about 13 feet where they have landscaping, staircase up to their stairs. I don't think anyone has. There is one house that has an HVAC unit on the right, right in front of the steps, and that was a property built probably about a year ago. Other than that, everybody's is on the north side.
Okay.
That helps.
Mr. Chairman, I looked at the situation a couple of times, and I think that is the appropriate place to put the units. You certainly wouldn't want them in your backyard because that's where the activities are taking place on the lagoon. And there's, like she said, there's many of them that have their units on that side of the house, on that street.
Okay. Any further questions? Okay. Thank you for that. We appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9889, as I don't feel it will offer essential character to the neighborhood. We've granted many variances in that development, light variances, and appropriate place to put.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9889. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.